Alicia Cruz says she got pulled over in Conyers about 4 months ago.
Llevaban mis niños y ellos los hincaron, apuntaron con la pistola.
I took my kids were with me, and the police officers kneeled my children down, and they gun pointed them.
Cruz speaks very little English and says the officer spoke no Spanish. She says the officer took her to jail for driving without a license. She's currently out on bond, but she's undocumented and fears she'll be detained by ICE, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Four advocate groups mined law enforcement records and found an increase of more than 17,000% in ICE detainments in Georgia between 2007 and 2013. They allege law enforcement in Georgia is using a 2011 law to increase arrests and referrals to ICE. The law allows police to check anyone's immigration status they detain on local charges. They also say profiling is common in Georgia, targeting those with dark and medium skin color. Azadeh Shashahani is with the ACLU of Georgia.
The targeting of communities of color has resulted in widespread fear and concern throughout the state of Georgia.
ICE officials declined an interview with WABE, but did provide a statement. It said, in part, of the 129,000 undocumented people removed from the United States in the 9 months ending last May, 122,000 were from Mexico or Central America. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.